You then stayed in that aftermath of the war, when, of course, Ardy and I then had a change of head teacher too.
Yes, indeed, it did.
And they were quite different personalities, I imagine, Cross and Snow.
Oh, totally and completely different personalities. And to be fair, I think Ardy and I were extremely fortunate that they were, because Cross got the school through an incredibly difficult financial period, particularly during the war. And I do remember vaguely somewhere that at one stage it was so serious, it was even possible that the school was going to have to close. And he ran a very, very tight ship in the context of spending. He wouldn't spend a penny unless he had to. Applying those very tough measures were absolutely vital to the school at that time. Then when war was over, and the dear new headmaster came in, he was exactly the opposite. He realized he'd got to put Ardy and I back on the map and make an impact. And he did this, and he was a very impressive figure. And he spent money as if it was growing on trees. He did extremely well for the school, and he was in total, complete contrast to Canon Cross. So they were both there at the right time. If it had been the other way around, it would have been fatal.